2015. Coming up on the program today, Donald Trump and I are actually a lot alike. Plus, the least impressive miracles performed by God, three window lickers take on late night, and your freak child just ate an entire sand pit. It's all coming up today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Jam that baby maker deep inside my man cunt.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you, kicking off a new week of programs. Got a good one for you today. Starting off, I just wanted to mention, here in America, we're ramping up for our next election. And I'm already, it already seems like we've been at this for a while. I'm already fatigued by the whole campaigning process. It starts with, like, oh, will Hillary Clinton run? And then she'll announce, like, she's formed some sort of exploratory committee, and that takes about 6 months. And it reaches a fevered pitch until finally she announces, yes, I am going to run for president of the United States. And it's like, great. You've got 2.5 years now until the election. You kind of jumped the gun, bitch. So we got to see her scowl plastered across the news for the next couple of years. And so the Republicans got in on it. Oh my God, there are just so many nominees. Most recently, Donald Trump announced he was running for president. And, you know, he's kind of a joke, except it seems like he's not a joke anymore. Like, he seems to be gaining some traction. And it's both frightening and exciting and wonderful all at the same time. I've got so many emotions because Donald Trump has figured out the way to reach the people he wants to reach, and that is far right-wing assholes. Those are the people he wants voting for him. The way to reach those people is to do two things. One, say highly offensive shit, and then two, refuse to apologize. Who does that sound like? If I were going to fuck a child, the reason why I would do it is because little girls' labias are so pink and beautiful, and, you know, as you get older, you lose that labia luster. That's offensive, and I did not apologize. Guy probably came home from a long day on the construction site, and he was expecting dinner, and he catches his bitch of a wife sprawled out on the couch watching reruns of The Young and the Restless on SoapNet, eating a fucking Toblerone bar or something.
Oh, hi, honey. Welcome home. I thought maybe we could just go out to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna pay for that, huh? Certainly not gonna be you on your part-time cashier salary. Whore. Now suck my dick. Choke on it.
I mean, do you need any further examples?
You're disabled. God damn it! You know my weak spot is trannies.
What a bitch. If there's anyone that needs to be raped, it's this chick, right?
I'll suck your dick, but you ain't touching my asshole. Guys, I could be president if you just believe. Now, Donald Trump has been making lots of outrageous statements. None as outrageous as me, of course, but he's been talking a lot about Mexicans. Recently, though, he turned his attention to attack John McCain's Vietnam service. This is a bold move. Let's see what Mr. Trump has to say here.
So he insulted me, and he insulted everybody in that room. And I said, somebody should run against John McCain, who has been, you know, in my opinion, not so hot. And I supported him. I supported him for president. I raised $1 million for him. It's a lot of money. I supported him. He lost. He let us down. But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers. But Frank, let me get to it. He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
I can't tell if the audience is behind him there or they're just gasping in disbelief.
I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
He's a war hero because he was captured.
It's an asshole statement, sure, but it's also kind of technically true. Whenever you know, see or hear a report on John McCain, they talk about how he's a war hero because he was a prisoner of war for like 5 years. Trump is saying, look, the real heroes are the ones who didn't get captured. John McCain's just not good at his job, apparently. And what was he doing during those 5 years as a prisoner? You know what other Americans were doing? Building up this great country. Politicians working on important laws, regular citizens starting businesses, becoming job creators. Meanwhile, John McCain's just laying back in his prison cell doing nothing, all because he couldn't be bothered to look over his shoulder, seeing the enemy behind him. I mean, come on. We need someone in office who pays attention. I think that's what Donald Trump is saying here. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he'd agree with me.
Okay, I hate to tell you. Do you agree with that? He's a war hero because he was captured. Okay? You can have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but...
Okay, Donald Trump gave him his props. Perhaps he's a war hero. That's the best you're going to get out of Donald Trump. I think what he's saying also is, like, you know, if John McCain just served in the military, he wouldn't be considered a war hero. Millions of people did what he did. He's brave, he fought for his country, but he's notable because he was captured. Donald Trump. Now, believe it or not, there was some backlash to those comments, yet Donald Trump is sticking to his guns. He says, I am not going to apologize to John McCain. He says, quote, I will say what I want to say, and maybe that's why I'm leading in the polls, because people are tired of hearing politicians and pollsters telling the politicians exactly what to say, Trump said. Confronted by a chorus of criticism from his fellow GOP candidates for president, of course they're going to criticize him, and from the Republican Party, Trump is standing his ground like a true hero should. I'm going to have to throw my weight behind Donald Trump. How great would it be if he... I mean, it's going to be horrible for the country if Donald Trump becomes president, but I would be swimming in content from him. Speaking of swimming in content, DV listener Corey a while ago sent me this massive zip file of weird audio clips from the show that he's captured and stuff that he's found. Well, he uncovered... I don't think we've ever played this before. I could be wrong because I have a shitty memory, and if I ran across this, I know I would play it if Corey sent this to me. But apparently, Corey has uncovered a piece of my dark past. I hate talking about this, but... Yes, I was on an episode of A&E's Intervention because at one point in my life, I was struggling with drugs. Take a listen.
We put up with the whole situation with Tim, the crack usage, to basically preserve his life.
So yes, I'm all, what do I have here? I have Zicam, emergency, some regular cold medicine, and then I'm also on Chloraseptic for my sore throat.
Tim's been paid a lot of money to do what Tim does. And the level of professionalism just isn't there.
Let's get into the shit right now. Fuck. The news suppose is what we're trying to get into right now. I'm a fucktard.
We're at a very critical juncture with Tim because of the escalation of the usage.
I can quit anytime I want.
He's going through $300-$400 a day, $1,000 in like 3 days.
Here's my Ray Romano. I love the smell of like rubbing alcohol, right? Or VCR, head cleaner, or even gasoline. Not so much gasoline, but gasoline is pretty good.
Somebody is with Tim at all times. We're trying to watch him constantly around the clock, one of us, so that he doesn't get into drugs or anything.
I'm into peyote, you know, weed, acid, cocaine, opium, shit like that.
Tim's childhood was a very different childhood. His parents were gone in the evenings. They were gone from 8 until 4 in the morning. That's when they worked.
We have to have bottom lines for him. The bottom line will be what you choose to do if he doesn't take this once-in-a-lifetime thing.
This is as far as we can go. So our bottom line is either go today or we're totally disconnecting from Tim.
Here's what we're going to do, Tim.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room really loves you. Nobody's mad. Nobody's angry. Everybody just needs to tell you how much they love you and how they feel.
It's all so clear to me now, man.
Tim.
I get it.
Tim?
No, you don't understand. I get it now.
No.
It's like you and me, everyone, we're all raisins.
I'm not doing this anymore.
On the oatmeal tree.
No.
And the earth is like one of the cookies. The tree is the universe and the cookie is the earth. And we're all the raisins in the cookie, and God is looking down, and he's licking his lips. He's gonna eat us, man. We gotta get the hell out of here. How do you build a spaceship? We gotta build one of these goddamn things and get the hell out of here and escape God. He's evil. All this time we thought he was on our side, but he is fucked up.
There you go. It's me tripping my balls off on an episode of Intervention. Thank you, Corey, for uncovering that. I don't recall playing that on DV. If we did, it's one of those things where I only played it once and then forgot about it. All right, now let's get back to some new audio to share. Someone recently has uncovered a bunch of VHS tapes of a TV show called Family Fun. It's a Christian program, so I guess it aired on religious television stations. This show was for kids, and it's just a little creepy. Take a listen. It's kind of set up like a news program. There's an anchor, a child anchor.
Hi, everyone. How are you all today? My name's Jamie. I hope everyone's happy. Good. Today, we're going to hear some family adventure testimonies from all around the world. Does that sound fun?
No, it sounds awful.
Are you ready? Praise the Lord. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Okay, everyone close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, please bless this time together as we share these family adventure testimonies. Help it to be inspiring and fun for the children. And also,
is this kid one of the Osmonds? Is he a Mormon?
So please bless our witnessers who are out today. Give them precious adventures in their witnessing. And also keep and protect them, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says that a lot.
Well, let's start off with an exciting story on the Lord's protection from a country in South America called Peru. Our family adventure reporter, Audie, will tell us about it.
All right, so now he goes to Audie, who's obviously standing in front of a green screen of just dilapidated buildings, which is supposed to be Peru.
Hi, Audie. I'm so glad you could be with us today.
Thank you, Jamie. A one-sunny day, the children and their teachers in a small family home in Peru got together in their beautiful backyard to pray for their get out.
All right, breaking news in Peru. A family has gathered outside to pray.
Prayed especially for the Lord to keep and protect them from any accidents. And just as they finished saying that, guess what happened?
Famine. I'm going to go with famine. Famine happened. It's in the Bible all the time.
A big branch from a large oak tree came crashing down right where they were about to go play. Praise the Lord for his protection. What?
Praise the Lord.
An answer to prayer.
All right, this story's bullshit. It's, if anything, it's a coincidence.
They knocked it down before they got there. They're sure glad they prayed before they played. Back to you, Jamie.
That's your proof that there's a God? That the branch fell down? Praise the God. Praise the Lord.
Like Grandpa says, the Lord and prayer are your best protection and greatest security.
My friends Smith and Wesson respectfully disagree with you. I always wondered how Fox News got its start.
Thank you, Jesus, that he's so faithful to protect us. But we must always remember to do our part, too, and pray, right? Well, next we're going to a country in southern Europe called Spain for an amazing healing test.
You're making these countries up.
Would you like to hear it?
No.
Hi, my name's Maria. For over a year, I've had a big wart on one of my fingers. I had prayed for it to go away.
You're doing a news report on a wart? Guys, we have had slow news days here on DV, but nothing like this. Praise God. Praise God for my wart. Let me guess what's going to happen here. God's going to make your wart go away, and you're going to be like, can I suck your dick, God? I mean, come on.
I pray to God every night for 7 months, and finally my wart went away.
Yeah, you could have purchased some Compound W for $3 at the CVS, and the wart would be gone in like 2 hours. All hail Satan. Also, did you notice the chick from Spain isn't speaking Spanish?
Hi, my name's Maria. For over a year, I've had a big wart on one of my...
A year she's been walking around with this wart. Just trying to pray it away. There are better ways.
Fingers. I had prayed for it to go away before and even put garlic on it. The garlic burned my finger and left a scar. But still the wart didn't come off. Many of the other children in my home had warts too. So last week at communion, we prayed for all the children's warts to go away.
What have we learned today, freaks? Spain has a huge wart problem.
Then one day at Get Out, a few days later, as I was going downstairs, my little finger touched my wart, and it felt funny. I looked at my finger, and my wart was falling off. And all the other warts on the children in our home were falling off, too.
Bullshit!
You forgot
the part where you said that you applied medication to your finger.
Next communion, all the warts were gone. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer changes things.
Isn't Jesus wonderful? He can heal anything, even warts.
This kid is creeping me the fuck out.
Do you pray specifically for things?
Primarily grade A poon. And now, for a special testimonial, let's go to Columbus, Ohio. Hi, my name is Tim. I've been looking to get my dick sucked for almost a year. I prayed and prayed, and even tried to hire a prostitute, but they cost too much. Then one day, I was walking downtown, taking a shortcut through an alley when I ran across a crack addict. She turned and looked at me with her one good eye and said, I'll suck your dick for $5. Hallelujah, wouldn't you know it? I reached deep down in my pocket and pulled out my dick. God sure works in mysterious ways, like my grandpa once said. Suck with your mouth and stroke with your hand. Thanks, Grandpa.
Do you pray specifically for things? Grandpa says, the Lord takes us at our word.
Why do you keep bringing up your grandfather? Is he holding you hostage? Blink twice if you need to be saved.
Gives us what we ask for and what we have the faith for.
This kid obviously turned out to be gay, right?
And he says...
Not just gay, but into weird shit. He likes to be beaten. But not just beaten. He likes it when guys take big, long shits and then puts them in a freezer. Then after a few hours, they pull out the frozen shitsicle. And he's like, yeah, crack it over my head. Make me feel it. You're my shit daddy. That's who I pray to now.
I have a lot more miracles of healing if we'd be faithful to pray more for others and to simply trust God and believe. So keep on believing. God answers prayer. Before we go to our last testimony, I'd like to ask you a question.
Have you heard of Amway? They've got dynamite products. And if you decide to become a representative, their unique multi-level marketing structure means you'll get paid even when you don't make the sale. Just by signing up a few representatives working under you, you can retire by the age of 35. Hallelujah! It's like my grandpa says, Jesus wants you to sell Amway. That's from Corinthians 35:12. I'm sorry. All right, let's hear what his question is.
Do you ever feel like you're too small or too young to really witness and win somebody to the Lord?
Well, sometimes I feel like certain body parts of mine are too small, so yeah, okay.
Well, did you know one time even the great prophet Jeremiah in the Bible felt the same way?
Is that before he turned into a bullfrog?
He said, "Ah, Lord God, I cannot speak, for I am a child."
He obviously went to the William Shatner School of Acting.
"Ah, Lord God, I cannot speak, for I am a child."
"Oh, Lord God, what are these things all over my body? I think Spock called them tribbles."
"So I went to church for 7 months and prayed real hard, and the tribbles ran away."
All right, I'm sorry. Let's finish up with this stupidity.
"And you know what the Lord said back to him?
Fuck you! Leave me alone!"
"I'll tell you, after we hear this next testimony about Philip."
Oh, it's a teaser!
"England. He used to feel the same way. This is his testimony.
One day, my mom and I were walking through the park, and we saw a very tall Arab man coming towards us."
Uh-oh. "Run! Find shelter! He's gonna blow you up!"
"I was a little bit nervous at the thought of going up and witnessing to him, so I prayed for the Lord to give me boldness. So I went up and said..."
First of all, why is a large Arab man with a suitcase walking through a children's, like, playground?
"Excuse me, sir. Do you want to go to heaven? I think the..."
"Yeah, I want to collect my fucking 72 virgins, motherfucker!"
"The Arab man was a little surprised to hear that from such a small boy. So he squatted down to talk to me. Pretty soon, he prayed with me to ask Jesus into his heart. Then, he stood up and raised his arms in the air and said with amazement..."
No! "The great Satan is trying to corrupt me!"
"This little boy changed my life. I've never felt so happy before."
None of these stories ever happened.
"Thank you, Jesus. That encouraged me that I shouldn't be too shy to witness or think that I'm too little to do anything. Because Jesus can do it through anybody."
Dun-dun-dun. I think that's enough witnessing for one day. One more short clip, and then we will get into the news. A while ago on DV, I featured a public access show hosted by real live window lickers. Well, DV listener Trixie posted a new episode. Well, new to me. I haven't really been keeping up with the Community Corner show. But Trixie found an episode from November of last year. It's actually their holiday special, so I know it's not really Christmas time, but I never pass up the opportunity to play retards on the television. So here we go. This is the holiday special episode of Community Corner, hosted by three mentally handicapped individuals.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our Christmas special. Today we're talking about Christmas. Particularly, I'm talking about Christmas.
All right, he said Christmas three times. Welcome to the Christmas special, where we're going to talk about Christmas, specifically Christmas.
My name is Ryan Nicholsway, and I have two friends here. My name's Alan Castle.
He is my favorite. I remember him from the last time we featured. There's a dummy in one of the chairs, by the way. Like, not a retard. When I say dummy, I'm talking about, like, a puppet. All right. So, that guy's my favorite.
Bit.
Actually, this is the perfect unsavory trio. Because you got the fast talker at the beginning. "Hey, well, welcome to the show. Christmas special. We're going to talk about Christmas, specifically Christmas." And then you got the retard that sounds like this. Aaron, my name is Aaron Gazzo. And then the final one who talks like a standard, stereotypical window licker.
My name is Aaron.
Hello, my name is Aaron
Castle.
And I'm David DeWitt.
Yes.
Chester Taylor.
Chester Taylor?
Today our guest today is Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
A new friend of all of us. Introduced to her, recently found that she has some interests in the Kung Fu.
What?
Jennifer has a wonderful interest in hobby that she will share with us today on our holiday show.
I bet you had something to do with that goddamn dummy.
More to our guest interview with Jennifer. Bring sharing puppets and puppeting skills with us to all of us today. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. How
Hi,
are you
guys.
Doing today?
Good. How are you boys doing today?
I'm doing...
See, when she normally talks, she doesn't move her mouth. She's perfect for ventriloquism.
You wonderfully, Jennifer.
We're doing good.
Like, she can't move her upper lip. Just the bottom one moves.
And Jennifer, please tell us about yourself growing up and about your family.
Well, I had two brothers named Matthew and Krister.
Are they real brothers or are they wooden? Are they puppets? I don't think she would know the difference. She also is not camera ready. She's got a real bad chap lip situation that I feel like someone should have caught before the TV show started. It's that lack of attention to detail that's going to get this show canceled.
I used to play a lot. I missed them when they moved out.
I really miss my brother Charles. Well, his name is Charles, but his name is Lance.
They're college. They have their own families now. They have kids of their own. And I used to have a dog.
Uh-oh. What happened to the dog?
Named Cindy. I had a total of three dogs.
I kept petting them too hard.
Let's see how the interview progresses here.
Ivan, would you please close?
And...
My pleasure, Chatter.
Thank you.
It has been so much fun. Meeting you and learning about your growing up and current activities.
Well, that sounded sincere.
It has been a pleasure.
He's like belching out his words.
Puppets are so great. They can start learning and see why you love them. And
I think this guy might be my favorite now.
Have classes learning.
Like, why would you give this guy a paragraph to read? I mean, this is all written down.
How to perform skits with puppets. Please stay tuned for our puppet show next.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to have to save the puppet show for tomorrow because I can't take anymore. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up news right now.
If you like this joint view, sign up for the Zine Show. Only $6.99 a month. Sign up now. Become a member.
Yeah, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts, and more. Plus, you get to hear me make fun of even more retarded people. I'm that much of an asshole. SuperFreakSideshow.com. This past weekend, we did an exclusive show. Actually posted it last night. Tomorrow's Tuesday program will be Sideshow exclusive. So if you're not a member, you're going to miss out on tomorrow's show. I'll be back on Wednesday doing a program for everyone and then another Sideshow exclusive program on Thursday. So it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories. Then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Georgia. An Augusta man was jailed Saturday after he was found by Richmond County deputies performing sex acts on a minor. What a fucking monster. Who would do that to a child? Little girls' labias are so pink and beautiful. Touché, Tim. Touché. At around 2:35 p.m. on Saturday, deputies with the Richmond County Sheriff's Office responded to a home on Lace Road for a report of a suspicious vehicle parked on the property. Deputies searched the area and located the vehicle in a heavily wooded area on the property. Deputies approached the vehicle and reportedly saw 82-year-old Irvin Ray Turner standing outside the open passenger door. The fact that he can get it up at this advanced age, kudos. All right, you're still a monster. He was wearing only a pair of white underwear and black loafers. Such an old man shoe. According to the incident, he didn't even dress up for the little girl. The deputy saw that a young female was laying nude inside the truck while Turner performed a sexual act on her, probably with his mouth. The deputy asked both of them to get dressed. At this time, the deputy says he noticed how young the girl was and asked her age. She told the deputy she was 15, but it was later discovered that she was, in fact, 14. Dun, dun, dun. At this point, Turner was taken into custody. This 14-year-old girl has no self-respect banging an 82-year-old. You hold all the cards in that relationship. I hope she's getting some cash or something from this guy. All right. At this time, the deputy says he noticed how young the girl was, asked her age. She said 15, but really she was 14. Turner reportedly told the deputy that he had served 30 years in the Army. So, you know, come on. Give me a free pass. And asked if he could give him a break. The deputy said that he would not be getting a break, and Turner responded saying, "Come on, man, we didn't have sex. I only kissed it a little." It being her fucking hairless cunt. Although, you know, a 14-year-old probably has a little hair down there. Turner was questioned and taken to the Charles B. Webster Detention Center. He's being charged with non-aggravated child molestation. She wasn't aggravated by it. She was like, yeah, it feels kind of good. Is that not what that means, aggravated? And other sex-related charges. The young girl was turned over to her mother. This is what happens when you've got those nice pink pussy lips. Get you into trouble. If I was the parent of a teenage girl, and can you imagine what type of kid I would raise? I don't think it's ever going to happen. If I had a teenage girl, I would pull her pants down. I would take some paint or a magic marker, like a brown magic marker, and I'd color her pussy dark. So, you know, in the off chance she was ever picked up by an 82-year-old man looking to molest her, he'd take one look at those old-looking pussy lips, and he would just drop her off on the road, side of the road or something. All right, that's how you parent. Tim Henson's parenting tip number 325. Brown wash your little girl's pussy lips so she's not as desirable. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK, and it has to do with pica, that disorder where people just eat anything, like stuff that's not food. Toilet paper, rocks, Arby's, all those things come to mind. All right, Arby's is barely food. Meet the schoolgirl who won't touch junk food but tucks into bubble wrap, Play-Doh, and even sand. Jessica Walker, age 8, suffers from pica, a compulsive desire to eat non-nutritious foodstuffs. Her insatiable appetite was first noticed by her mom, Lindsay Jackson. I would hope you noticed your child putting bubble wrap into her mouth. Okay, yeah, you're a great parent. All right, yeah, so apparently this was first noticed by Mother Lindsay Jackson, 37. As a baby, her daughter would crawl across the floor and eat dog biscuits right out of the bowl. Okay, well, dog biscuits are kind of food, you know what I mean? Jessica from Wakefield, West Yorks, has even snacked on her nursery school sand pit and Play-Doh. I don't think it's unusual to be playing with Play-Doh, you know, rolling it in your hand and smelling it and thinking, yeah, I want that in my mouth. I want to eat it. But after the first bite, you realize it's not good. Lindsay Jackson, a reflexologist, said it's the strangest thing. Since birth, she's eaten things like dog biscuits, mud, and sand. Whenever I left her at her auntie's house, she would eat her candles. But if I put a plate of chicken nuggets in front of her, she picks the breaded bits off and pushes them away. Mother Lindsay initially thought it was just a child's intrigue, but it wasn't until she saw her eating plants and mud in the garden that she started to worry. Lindsay said whenever I turned around, she would put something else in her mouth. There's an 82-year-old man I'd like to introduce you to. All right, yeah, she would put anything in her mouth. I was worried about not watching her. Yeah, you're supposed to watch her. You're a parent. I put her in child care when she was 2, and on the very first day, they rang up to say she was in the hospital. She had eaten the sand pit. Not eaten from the sand pit. She ate all of the sand pit. Then I knew something was really wrong. Could you imagine what that shit was like? Probably like regular poop, but coated in a gritty sand casing. It was like, it's like chicken nuggets, how it's like breaded. It was a breaded turd, but it's breaded with sand. All right, I got a regular phone call saying Jessica had taken pictures off the wall and eaten the blue tack off the back. Neither of Jessica's sisters, Courtney, 15, or 40-year-old Lauren, share her peculiar cravings, leaving Lindsay baffled as to what was causing these symptoms. You should have just listened to an episode of Distorted View Daily. This is what happened. It pays to listen. I call this infonography. It's a combination of information and pornography. All right. She was trying to eat a sealed packet of frozen peas. And that's when the mother started believing, or stopped believing, it was just a phase. Despite falling and cutting her head open, she was determined to get at the food inside. So I guess she fell off of her little stroller or whatever. Lindsay said it was terrifying. She fell a good couple of feet off the pram and hit her head. But even though she just hurt herself, all she did was go straight back for the peas. It was almost like she was possessed. At the hospital, a specialist told them about pica, and then it all clicked into place. Normally, pica is making up for a vitamin deficiency, Lindsay said. That's not the case with Jessica. She only eats healthy food. She loves all types of vegetables, sometimes when it's still frozen, unfortunately. That's why she tried to get into the freezer. But whenever I give her oven food like chicken nuggets or chips, she eats around them. So, there you go. There's so little support for pica in this country, I don't know how she'll cope, her mother says. What will happen if this carries on when she has kids? Well, you get her in contact with TLC? That's a reality show right there. Ting! Let me be your agent. All right, final story we have for you today. When performance art goes wrong. Is there any good performance art? A hapless Scandinavian art student hung helplessly by her ankle in a Norwegian forest for 3.5 hours after a video artwork went terribly wrong. The 26-year-old London-based artist Hilde Kronhaus something was unable to untie the rope from which she suspended herself, leaving her naked, stranded, and hanging upside down. I don't know what it's like in Norway, but just be thankful this didn't happen like in the backwoods of Mississippi. You're basically just serving your pussy and ass up on a plate for some toothless rednecks. All right. Quote, the video ends when the camera shuts off, but I was there calling for help for another 30 minutes, she recalled. She told Norwegian Daily VG, I felt sick when I saw the video for the first time. I experienced everything anew. Oh, I'm so sorry. But I slept on it and realized that the video is quite decent. Now I've got hiccups. This is not a very professional broadcast, is it? All right. I slept on it and I realized that the video is quite decent. On the artist's video page, she described the project as a breakdown between performance and reality, adding that the video was intended by the performer as being unable to free herself or use any visible means of help or escape. Suffering for her art ultimately paid off. Her video was selected, yes! Yes! It was selected. Can you tell I lost my place in the story? I was trying to find it. All right. She was selected to be part of the Bloomberg New Contemporaries exhibition. Boy, this is really falling apart here, which showcases the work of 37 of the brightest art prospects graduating in the UK. The Observer reported that Hughes was eventually rescued by a friend who helped after she heard the artist's call for help. She suffered only minor cuts on her ankle. So there you go. If you want to see a naked bitch hanging from a tree, check out the Bloomberg New Contemporaries. Art exhibit. Exhibition. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I've got some very exciting news. If you are a fan of July for Kings, we feature their music all the time at the end of the show. They've got a new album out called Middletown. I just received my copy. Actually, a couple copies. One of them is signed, which is great. They signed it to Distorted View. Thank you, Distorted View. And also, I am represented well in the liner notes as a thank you. So thank you so much, July for Kings. I'm always supporting their work. And I've got a copy here if you would like to, if you're a fan of July for Kings or maybe just a fan of great alternative melodic rock, you can pick up Middletown on their website, julyforkings.com. Or you can leave us a nice little rating and review on iTunes, and I will pick a winner and give you a copy of the album. Just email me saying, hey, I left your review, and I will give you a copy of this. All right? Sound good? And we'll play a track off of this album at the end of the show today. So check out julyforkings.com. Now let's get into... What the fuck is going on? I was choking on phlegm. It was like hard phlegm. I couldn't speak. What did that sound like? Yeah, it was like a slimy glob coating my throat. That is vile. All right. Okay. It's a test of patience. Now we can get into the voicemails. First up here.
Hey, Tim, Loyal Freak Mr. Threepwood here. So I have a possible marketing opportunity for you to extend the reach of Distorted View. My fiance just read me an article. There's something going around near your area of Columbus. There's like an hour and a half south of Columbus. I guess there's a bunch of like late 20s moms who have been going like missing or ending up like murdered on the side of the road.
I had nothing to do with it. What?
I guess they've all been like either like former prostitutes or they've, you know, been in like the drug trade or whatever it may be. So I'm thinking that it might, you know, very well could be a Distorted View listener, knowing the fucking
demo,
crazy people who are listening to your show. So I definitely think you should look into this, because this could be a very huge opportunity. He was having trouble with school. When he graduated, he started hating his mom. He listened to Distorted View. He got all amped up and started fucking killing women. So I think this is a great idea. You know, we can use this. Let's get more freaks to the show.
Well, we can't really use it unless the killer turns out to be... Or, you know, whoever this guy, I don't know what he's killing these girls or what. If he turns out to be a listener. Otherwise, I mean, how can I market that?
Hey, faggot.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, a sideshow member tried to send you a retarded chink CD about a year ago, and they sent it back to me, so I sent it back to you in a box with a Surge hat.
Yes, I thanked you on the program recently.
That I got when I worked for a company that when Surge came out. So it's got the original logo on it and everything.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll get some enjoyment out of that. And
I did get that. I did thank you. You must have missed that episode, or maybe you called in before I was able to thank you. But yeah, he sent me a Surge hat and a CD. So again, thank you so much. Love getting stuff from my to my post office box. That information is on our show notes.
I'm happy. I'm alert. I'm happy. I'm alert.
I'll tell you something. This is Haley's Comet, obviously, right? I never knew the guy was saying I'm alert. I thought it was I'm alive, but it makes sense because he never really sounded like he was saying I'm alive. I'm happy. I'm alert.
I'm happy. I'm alert. I'm happy. I'm alert.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm alert.
See? Haley's Comet is useful.
Do, 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 do. I started singing that to my infant.
7 hours ago.
To entertain him during diaper changes. And now my 7-year-old has decided that that's a grand thing as well. So thank you, Tim. You have infected my children with the Laughing Yoga Man.
What?
And frankly, of all the things you could have infected them with, that's kind of a benign one.
Yeah, you got off easy on that one.
Tim,
yeah.
I'll have you know I'm a Lithopedian, and I resent those remarks.
I have no... See, when people call in with stuff like that, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Jake, go fix the fire next. Had a segment request for you. I don't know why I'm talking fully. I had a segment idea for you. I'll run it by you so you think. Basically, it'd be Ask Timmy Thursday, or just Ask Timmy. You can do it on Thursdays, much like Sextastic Tuesdays, where people will send you in questions and you can handpick.
Well, we did do an advice segment a long time ago with Satan, but I think this is a little different, right?
A question, and research it and give us an answer, much like, I don't know, like a month ago when we had that big discussion about how to correctly wipe your ass.
That wasn't a month ago. That was like 2 years ago, and it just keeps popping up.
Things like that of that nature, because my question is, scientifically, why do old people drive like goddamn dog shit? There has to be a reason other than just being old. I know, it's probably...
Well, the reflexes are horrible. They can't see. It's a combination of all their senses being fucking dull, right? They can barely see over the wheel because they're so tiny, right? They shrink. I gotta answer that. I don't need to Google that.
Tim, when are you getting married, you big homo?
As soon as someone asks me.
Love you.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, when you inevitably become a stripper.
What? Why would you think I would inevitably become a stripper? I don't have the body nor the attitude or perseverance to be a stripper.
Stripper. I think your entrance music should be a bunch of monks chanting, like, oh.
Didn't we recently do a show where I was, like, pretending to be a stripper and I came out to some ridiculous... Oh, it was the baby elephant walk. I just did that a couple days ago.
Yep.
That might have been a Sideshow exclusive program. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
It has been so much fun.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes, especially if you want a copy of Middletown, July for King's new album. I'll pick one winner and send that out to you sometime in the next 7 years. We will be back tomorrow, but only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Don't give it up, give me the same. Just let me go, give me away. Don't give me love, give me no choice. Send me out into the void.
Praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord.